1-800-795-5745. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Guest this morning, it's a good friend, Michael Shaw, from Freedom Advocates right here in Santa Cruz, where I live, the heart of a socialist America. But it's interesting that here in the heart of a socialist America, we probably had more votes for Congressman Ron Paul than on 80% or 90% of the other counties here in the state of California. I think we had 8.5% of the Republicans voted for Ron Paul. The only county that really outdid this was Alpine Humboldt, with very few people, and San Francisco, which had a higher percent. So certainly the message that Michael Shaw is putting out to Freedom Advocates is having an effect. And, of course, there are other people that are working along the same line, but there is a growing conservative movement in our community and certainly across America. In fact, it was just this weekend I saw the United States Senator from the state of Colorado come on to television and talk about how important it was to vote and how we expressed our democracy. Well, why would the United States Senator talk about democracy when the United States isn't a democracy? It's a republic, and the people's vote really doesn't count. It's really who counts the votes that's important, and they rig many of our elections. And then when our congressmen get to Congress, why, of course, they can vote all the way they want to, but the administration will simply bribe congressmen with large gifts for their district to buy their votes. They call it a bribe at other times, but now that's just simply politics. That's how you become more effective there. And you'll certainly want to read our February newsletter, which will really give you Ron Paul's view of what really happened in Congress. We are, of course, creating a copy of Ron Paul's a final speech as a member of Congress in 1984. He actually left in 1975. 1974, he gave a speech. Not or 1975, he gave a speech shortly before he left office. Anyway, it's an important speech. But right now, let's get to Michael Shaw and talking about sustainable development, Agenda 21, this whole plan to use the threat to the environment as a justification for establishing a police state in what was once the land of the free and the home of the brave. Good morning, Michael.
Well, good morning. morning, Stan. It's nice to be with you this morning.
Well, you pick up the story there.
Well, in general, sustainable development is transforming America. Now, in prior shows, we've talked about the nature of sustainable development politics, how it is the movement toward a global governance situation. We've talked about the nature of sustainable development economics as well, and how public-private partnership is now the driving force behind the American economy. You know, when I was a young boy, that was called fascism. Was in your young boy days as well. But it's politely called public-private partnership, and it is squeezing out free enterprise at every turn as government's partners, whether they be home builders or armaments makers, are taking the economy in a way that free enterprise simply can't compete, because a public-private partnership always involves public dollars to subsidize the businessmen doing the government's bidding. And the other economic dynamic of sustainable development is the adaptation of a trade policy that's designed to destroy national sovereignty. Now, people say, well, wait a minute, that's a bit of a leap. Well, I think all we need to do is point to the European Union, because we're following that course here in North America with a proposed North American Union between America, Canada, and Mexico. And the result, of course, in Europe upon the implementation of continental trade policies that preclude a nation from having its own trade policy are that we've got European countries now that really aren't countries anymore. They're all part of a continental continental political system and economic system that keeps a national sovereignty from continuing.
And, of course, what they've done is they've come up with a European Parliament. But, of course, it didn't run by the duly elected representatives. It's run by a massive bureaucracy. It's a Soviet. In fact, even Gorbachev has admitted the European Union is a Soviet, a rule by a ruling elite. And then they have a currency. And that currency, the European currency, has actually destroyed the savings and the value of the lifelong work of so many people in Germany and Austria, because it destroyed about half to two-thirds of the value of the currency. And all these older people who thought they were secure suddenly find out that they've become impoverished. And what are they going to do? Certainly nobody over there wants this European Union, but the elite want it, and they're not going to give another vote to the people because they voted it down. You have to understand that the whole democratic process, the whole electoral process, is to give you the impression that you have some say. And as long as you vote the right way, that's fine. But if they can't rig the elections, why then, of course, they simply say, well, we don't need another election. We're going to have the European Union, and that's what they're going to have. And they're enslaving the people of Europe, just as they intend to enslave the people of the United States, with a North American Union and moving into a common currency. Well, we'll be back in just a moment with Michael Shaw as we explore this idea of sustainable development, what it really means, government control, fascism, or control over every aspect of your life and the destruction of your life savings.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
This is Pastor Michael Golden.
And Danny Golden.
And we're inviting you to join Voice of Many Waters in our regularly scheduled ministry times every Shabbat, every Saturday, for a Mikra, a holy convocation. We're going to begin on February the 2nd from 1 to 3 p.m. at 3J's Christian Coffee House, 21 North Parish in Johnstown.
If you have any questions, you can contact us at 303-257-7576 or 970-978-0019.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsor's fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Dan here, our guest this morning, Michael Shaw from Freedom Advocates. Michael, pick the story up.
Well, so we've talked a little bit this morning about the nature of sustainable development equity, or the sustainable development politics, and the sustainable development economics. But the third E, as they call it, is the environment. And in prior shows, we've talked about the creation of and manipulation of so-called environmental crises, like global warming, or endangered species, or broad-based water shortage. We've talked about how the environmental issue provides cover for the changes that are happening to our system of government and our system of justice. Well, this is the big picture. Advocates call the program the three E's. Now, application of the three E's, that is to change our system of equity, to change our system of politics, and to do all this in the name of the environment, it has swept every country in the county, in every county in the country, including yours. Changes are likely to bring a situation that leads us to endure economic changes that are intended to lead to a loss of liberty. Now, for detail on all of this, because it's a mouthful for certain, go to our website, freedomadvocates.org, where you can get the information or conduct the research on how sustainable development's Global to Action Plan actually works. So we've also described how sustainable or globalist policy is a deadly attack on unalienable rights. Sustainable development seeks to abolish private property. It seeks to create world governance based on public decree, not your individual rights. And it's intended, in their own words, to drastically reduce human population. Today I'm going to discuss the philosophy and the policy of sustainable development's attack on private property. Now, the attack on private property wouldn't be so nefarious if people either understood or remembered even what private property is. So to begin this analysis, we need a bit of an understanding of what private property is. The character of private property is unsubsidized productive effort and voluntary trade unmanaged by globalist political economics. The ideals of private property protect, really, the freedom to think and the freedom to express and the freedom to act. It was George Washington, so often ridiculed these days by our public school teachers to elementary school children age, who said, private property and freedom are inseparable. Well, if you think about that, if you think about the nature and truth of that statement, you begin to understand why it is that the globalists must attack the essential nature of private property. Because if freedom and private property are inseparable, and we're about to abolish private property, what do we end up with? Well, George Washington understood that, and it's time that more and more Americans begin to understand that by protecting your neighbor's property, you're protecting your own freedom. When you jump on with your county commissioners to attack the use of someone's private property, someone's reasonable use, you are contributing to the destruction of private property, and by doing so, you're guaranteeing to yourself and your posterity the reality that they will grow up in a world without individual liberty. So it's important to understand what private property is if we're going to know how to fight off the sustainable development attack. Now, the character of private property as productive effort is essential to organize society around the ideas and ideals of improvement, whether that be improvement to our economics or improvement to our freedoms to express. These things become very important. Now, voluntary trade creates a spontaneous order. When you think about how it is that when you trade with a grocery store, you obtain your gallon of milk in exchange for a dollar, both parties end up happier. The grocery store operator wants the dollar, not the bottle of milk on the shelf. You want the milk and not the dollar. Both parties benefit. Voluntary trade brings benefits to all people who participate. The essence of private property lies in an owner's determination of the use of the property. Private property is not a thing. It's a relationship between a person and a thing. The essence of that relationship is the owner's right to determine the property's use. We need to understand that the foundation of our rights and our pursuit of individual happiness is dependent on our ability to live life being who it is that we are. It's about owning your own self and the product of your energy. It's about possessing the authority and the responsibility for your actions. So a society that promotes happiness promotes peace and prosperity. Such a society necessarily pursues the ideals and institutions of individual liberty and its corollary, private property. Today, though, we're being changed from a nation rooted in private property to one that is increasingly based on a different system of economics. So I want to give a few illustrations illustrating that transformation and demonstrating how it is that private property is step by step being abolished in the United States. Now, the first illustration of that, I think, is the condition of eminent domain in this country. For over 200 years, we lived by the confines of the Fifth Amendment, which serves to protect private property. But Americans have lost the federal protection of the unalienable right to the use and enjoyment of private property. The United States Supreme Court in 2006, in a decision called Kelo, greatly expanded the use of government takings power by eliminating the public use requirement of the Fifth Amendment. The decision allows an increasing proliferation of public-private partnerships. Globalists and their sustainable developers needed Kelo to destroy the constitutional protection of private property.
And really, I think it's important that people understand that what they wanted to do was, at the local level, to be able to take away private property, give some money for it, but certainly you're not required to give what it's really worth, and then give it to your friends, who are the developers who've been contributing to your campaigns, and then, of course, with the, under the guise, well, that property could be used so much more efficiently, bring in more tax money for the public. You know, if we just took it away from you and gave it to our friends, the developers. And certainly, this is the way the system is working today. And the fact that the Supreme Court would go along with that in the name of the Constitution, when they have thrown out everything else in the Constitution, simply reflects the degree of corruption that exists within the judicial system of the United States today. So go right ahead.
Well, another method to gain a big picture perspective of the economic revolution that serves to undermine private property is to understand sustainable development's land use action plans. Now, these are called Smart Growth and the Wildlands Project. These action plans are the ones that implement the land use element of sustainable development. Now, there's a map that's floated around for more than a decade now that shows the effects of sustainable development implementation on American land use programs. This map is was generated by the United Nations for purposes of giving the guideline for how it is that sustainable development will, the results of sustainable development. If you look at this map of the United States, over 50% of the land mass of this country is being characterized as wildlands. Now, wildlands are off limits for human use, so whether you're living, recreating, or drawing resources from that area. Now, if you took half the United States and said it's half off limits to either private ownership and use or to any extraction of natural resources, you'll find the natural resources that the public of America has enjoyed for 230 years to be gone, to be taken off the table for use. When that happens, severe farmship will come to the average American. Sustainable development is about taking and locking up our resources under the control of a global elite. We see examples today with Clinton's road rules that keep us out of these so-called wilderness areas. We see wild animals being reinduced to these areas, making it inhospitable for families to live. We see pressures coming on ranchers and farmers who happen to own land in these wildland zones with all kinds of limiting and destroying regulatory authorities coming down upon them and making the economics of their ranching or farming operations ineffective. All of Americans, though, will pay the price for this dawning evolution of the so-called American Wildlands Project.
And I think it's so important, Michael, that people understand that the environmental movement was originally financed by the major oil companies. Why? Because if you could take all that land out of use and not drill in the Arctic wilderness area or offshore or off the North Shore of Alaska where there's abundant oil, why, the price of oil would be kept very high. If you have an abundance of oil, why, the price would fall. But the whole idea is to restrict the drilling in federal lands, offshore lands, in the Arctic wildlife area on the North Shore of Alaska. Why? Why? Because the less oil you have, the higher the prices. Exxon made $44 billion last year, the greatest profit any country has ever made. Certainly Chevron, which is also owned by the Rockefellers, just like Exxon, I made well over almost $40 billion, $30-some billion. That's profit. And, of course, what they've done is they've created artificial shortages, and who's paying for it? Why, we're paying for it at the gas pump. When there's shortages, the price goes up. When there's abundance, price goes down. What do you think the oil companies really want? Abundance or shortages? When are the American people going to wake up to how this thing really works?
Well, if you take a look at this map, you'll see over half of it's red for the wildland zones, and most of the rest of the map is comprised of the map depicts yellow territories. Now, the yellow territories are so-called buffer zones between where we live, the smart growth zones, and the wildland zones. And in these yellow zones, these sort of halfway houses between human occupancy and wild nature without man, is heavily controlled land use on these so-called buffer zone areas. This is where the public-private partnerships come into operation and control housing and recreation and all forms of land use according to a single authority. You know, you may say, well, wait a minute, these things aren't happening in America. America respects and defends notions of private property. And to that I'd simply say, if that's what you think, you're not up with how it is that sustainable development has moved into, seeped into every corner of the American political and economic dynamics, because it is happening.
And they shut down lumbering in most of the areas here in California. And you own land that's got trees on it, you can't cut those trees. Oh, no, my goodness, we can't cut those trees. Oh, we're just going to leave them there and not clear out the underbrush, and then the fires will come and burn them down.
And burn out
people. That's crazy, but that's exactly what's happening all across America. They're taking the land away from farmers that they've held for many years, you know, that they've rented from the federal government, and they're forcing them off the land that's been in the families really for generations. But as long as it doesn't affect you, the listener, why you do not know what's really going on. We'll be back in just a moment with Michael Shaw as we explore the move towards the fascist society, and the Wildland Project is a very important part of that.
Discover MagnetiCare cell-activating liquid complex and RX magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare liquid complex, cream, or RX magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Michael Shaw. And before we go on, Michael, would you like to get your website out and how people can get in touch with your ministry?
Well, our website is freedomadvocates.org. Simple enough, freedomadvocates.org. Phone number is 831-684-2232. That's 831-684-2232.
Now, do you have that map, which is a very, very important map showing the wildlands areas? Do you offer that to your to people who contact you?
Well, that's reflected at several spots on the website, in several articles, and in some of the artwork that you'll find there at the website. So the map is readily locatable on the website. But there's so much other information. And, of course, our listeners in Colorado, we would encourage to contact us. And if you've got questions about whether certain policies, how they may fit into this sustainable scheme, well, we'd be most happy to assist you in making that assessment. So give us a call or write us. You can reach me at shaw@freedomadvocates.org. And our purpose is to communicate not only with our own community, but with people around the country as they begin to recognize and battle this globalist movement that's happening in your town or in your county, because it is throughout the United States at this point.
Okay, well, you go right ahead, because I think it's so important people understand there is a master plan. It is never talked about, because, of course, they don't want the public to know what's really going on. They want them to think that, oh, my goodness, everything's the same as it always has been. But a group of wicked people have taken control of the reins of our government, people who have a different worldview. And, of course, our globalists want to do away with the sovereignty of our nation, but they can't tell the common people that, because you common people out there aren't smart enough to understand that there is a ruling elite that knows what's best for us. And, of course, the aristocracy is planning on doing away with our sovereignty, doing away with our private property. In fact, perhaps even doing away with us, because there's so many useless eaters around here, and they're just draining the coffers of Medicare and certainly of Social Security. Wouldn't we be better off if we could just eliminate literally millions of the elderly? But of course, we can't tell the people that. They wouldn't understand that there are people who are so much smarter than those common folks.
Well, we've talked about this before, Dr. Stan, but the global biodiversity assessment treaty, which came up in the mid-90s, was actually unveiled to the world at the same United Nations conference that unveiled sustainable development or Agenda 21 policies. And those population control rules call for the reduction of human population from today's level to approximately 1 billion if the world is to be industrialized. If the world's not to be industrialized, then population, if we're all living as peasants, population can grow to 5 billion. Either way, that's a huge or very significant reduction in human population, which is part of the central nature of the plan that's being devised called sustainable development. But let's get back to that land use dynamic. You know, it's the Wildlands Project, which takes all the rural areas and puts it really off limits to you and me and other ordinary human beings. And then there's the Smart Growth Program, which is why Denver is getting so intense, why buildings in Santa Cruz are starting to grow so high, why these rings are created around cities where you can't develop past those rings. The idea of smart growth is to put everybody in these little human enclaves or human settlement zones, as they're called on a global basis. And when doing that, people are much more easily controlled. And that's the purpose of smart growth. It's to let the animals roam free and trap the people in these little human settlements. So the land use dynamic behind sustainable development is about as scary as it gets, and yet it sucks us in with these cries for environmental protection of long-toed salamanders and the like, all coming at the expense of the American ideal of private property. So the idea that freedom and private property is inseparable is something that really every school child needs to be exposed to. But if you've got your children in most schools, certainly in any government school, it's unlikely they're going to get that message. It's not part of the formal curriculum, because sustainable development has its fingers all over our education system and completely controls the American Education Association and the like. And so our children are being prepared for a new global system where private property is not regarded. And so the path for creating these land use programs that I've just described is being opened with a very wide door.
And I think it's so important that our listeners understand that public education is not education. It is indoctrination in globalism and doing away with national sovereignty and socialism and environmentalism. And they're indoctrinating our children in immorality. They know exactly what they're doing. And why would anybody who loves their children send them to a public school and get free education, because believe me, with that free education comes an indoctrination that will destroy the very soul of your child. Go right ahead.
Well, another aspect, a component of sustainable development ideology, can be found in the dawning water policy that's being affected, especially here in the western United States. You know, when property is properly understood, you understand that private property extends from the surface of the earth to the center of the earth. Water as a resource creates a special circumstance, because under property law, water can, crosses property boundaries. So let me give an illustration so that people in Colorado are wary and begin to link the dots on the subject of water by sharing with the audience the dynamic here in California as it comes to water. California, property interests in water are under constant and increasing attack. In our state, sustainable development land use agencies, government agencies, are implementing what they call, quote, conjunctive use water policy. Now, one conjunctive use scheme is to transport water between aquifers via surface pipes. Now, this represents big business opportunities for sustainable development partners. The argument behind conjunctive use is that if one aquifer is fed water from a different aquifer, the resulting mixed water is no longer a property right that attaches to the overlying land. Therefore, the property right to water is lost. This methodology is being used to cull farmers in America by virtue of their status and standing as public-private partners, as opposed to being free enterprise farmers. It is the free enterprise farmers that are being squeezed off our farmlands in California through water policy, so that the partners who work in accordance with the government's scheme for food production end up in control. Now, fortunately, here in California, and unusually so, the California court system has come to the defense of private interests in water with some enormous rulings over throughout this decade. So
we'll be back in just
open fighting
with Michael Shaw here at the American Freedom Network.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. Do you frequently turn up the TV? Does everyone seem to mumble? Do you struggle to hear loved ones during the holidays? If so, it's time to have your hearing checked.
Hello, my name is Michelle Gross, and I'm a certified audiologist. I've been helping people with their hearing and hearing aid problems for over 20 years. Columbine Hearing Center is dedicated to customized hearing health care.
Call 303-857-6688 today and make an appointment to start hearing better. KHNC listeners will receive a free one-year supply of batteries with their new hearing aid. That's 303-857-6688.
Did you know there's a 3,000-year-old God-given whole food that's changing lives for the better? Limumui, a sea vegetable full of a miraculous glyconutrient called fucoidin, considered the mother's milk of the sea for its immune-empowering properties. Drink great-tasting Limumui, 2 ounces in the morning, 2 ounces in the evening, and see your lives change for the better. Call 720-299-7525 or 720-299-7520.
This is Pastor Michael Golden.
And Danny Golden.
And we're inviting you to join Voice of Many Waters in our regularly scheduled ministry times every Shabbat, every Saturday, for a Mikra, a holy convocation. We're going to begin on February the 2nd from 1 to 3 p.m. at 3J's Christian Coffee House, 21 North Parish in Johnstown.
If you have any questions, you can contact us at 303-257-7576 or 970-978-0019.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener.
Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Michael Shaw. And Michael, go right ahead.
Well, let me finish up on water. Water becomes fully collectivized under these conjunctive use rules. If sustainable developers win the battle over water, smart growth policy will easily achieve its objective as rural residents relocate to get water. And then we will all live by the fascist communist global to local laws. Smart growth is being established for these purposes: to control the water, abolish private property, and then control the people. Now, the Sierra Club controls water districts throughout the West. They are a, quote, non-governmental organization. Now, non-governmental organizations are accredited by the United Nations for purposes of implementing sustainable development policy. The Sierra Club's primary action plan, they always work by action plans, is to gain control over water districts. The purpose is to assure that individual water rights are lost and that water becomes collectivized. Think about it. Water and its availability determine where we live, how we live, what we eat, and even if we live. The World Bank water policy calls for limiting use to 10 gallons a day per person.
And that sounds so incredible, Michael. I mean, who in their right mind would think of something like that?
Well, people seeking to control human population. People who think that human beings are chattel to be run by a super ruling elite.
A ruling aristocracy, right.
And unfortunately, it's happening today. So the 10 gallons per day per person, and for the construction of a continental water delivery system, you know, just to put it in some sense of relationship, the average American uses 140 gallons a day. So that's well over a 90% reduction in the water that's going to be allocated to you as these systems roll out, and they are beginning to, just as the Trans-Texas Corridor is bringing us trade routes from central Mexico to central Canada and all through the United States. We are also beginning to construct continental water systems that can control the water, just as the Trans-Texas Corridor will control our movements. So you got to defend private property interests in water, because if we don't protect ourselves from this, we're going to be subjected to globalist political economics. Now, another method to gain perspective of the economic revolution or the attack on private property in America is to understand the purpose and effect of globalist trade policy. Now, we talked about the World Bank in the context of water policy. Now we can talk about the World Trade Organization, which labels globalist policy free trade. Well, who doesn't want free trade? But we need to understand what they mean by free trade. They want to manage trade to benefit multinationals and world governance advocates. So the U.S. government participates in, we finance, and lead the World Trade Organization. We do this to impose globalist public-private partnership economics on American citizens and on the rest of the world. Now, globally managed economic policy destroys national sovereignty. If a nation cannot determine its trade policy or its customs policy and its trade economics, then a country has had its national sovereignty destroyed. Because once globalist free trade is fully secured, time will bring governance with unlimited power over individuals. Consider the continental trade policy that undermined Europe's sovereignty, which led up to the formal loss of political independence via the creation of the European Union. The North American Union concept is incompatible with the principles of the Declaration of Independence. Continental unions are the pathway that leads to world governance. So it's important when we watch our politicians, Democrats and Republicans, it doesn't matter, they're both political parties are fully on board the globalist sustainable program. And we see that with the adaptation of the
various trade policies that the United States has been entering into for the last 20 years. Now, another method for understanding how private property or how the American economics is being transformed is to understand public-private partnership economics. Public-private partnerships are planned as the new global system of economics. Public-private partnership can only take effect by eliminating the idea of private property. This is the reason behind the increasing attacks on farmland and ranches across America. The essence of smart growth policy is to eliminate private property. That is, owners will no longer determine the use of his or her property. Now, we don't want to get confused by terminology. Benito Mussolini united government and business to a common mission. In the 20th century, economics predicated on partnership between government and business was labeled fascist economics. Well, ideas don't change. What has changed is the economic system being orchestrated for Americans. We are going from an economy based on private property to one based on public-private partnership. We are being transformed from free enterprise to a fascist economic system. Now, you can see the beginnings of these economic transformations by examining a whole series of, a whole slew of dynamics that are happening in the country today. When you understand what the global warming swindle is all about, it easily ties in to this adaptation of the three E's, using the environment to transform the system of economics and the system of justice in this country. When we look at the World Bank, it becomes quite apparent that the globalist movement for gaining control over all human action is alive and well. When we look at the banking cartel objectives, just to understand the nature of money as it became following 1913 in the creation of the Federal Reserve, we understand that the money is literally funny money made up out of thin air by a few globalist bankers who then take this printed for nothing money and infuse it into the economy in the form of debt.
Michael, we're out of time, but we'll continue with this next month. God bless. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Dr.
Bye-bye.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
the Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and certainly Michael has done an excellent, excellent job in putting together material on sustainable development. Again, his website, www.freedomadvocates, and I believe it's .com, freedomadvocates.com. If you'd like to get that, picture he was talking about, it's on his website. We also include that in our sustainable development syllabus. We have an excellent syllabus. We have an excellent talk entitled Sustainable Development, the Road to World Government, because that's what it's all about. It's all about going to a world dictatorship where they control the land and they control the water and they control the food. And right now they're creating shortages of food. The supplies of wheat, which are available in the United States and throughout the world, are the lowest that they've been in 30 or 40 years. And believe me, we're moving towards famine here in America, which once was the breadbasket of the world. Earlier I mentioned Congressman Ron Paul's farewell address. That was September 19, 1984. September 19, 1984, and that will be the subject of our February newsletter. Global warming is a scam. I mean, the CO2 in the atmosphere makes up of the atmosphere is all that the CO2 is, and yes, it's risen. It always rises when we have global warming because it begins to come out of solution in the oceans. And you really need, of course, to see Michael Kaufman's excellent DVD on global warming. It's the best thing we have available to explain how this all works. That's the Global Warming DVD by Dr. Michael Kaufman, available by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's our number, 1-800-544-8927. We do hope you'll want to get that. And Michael Kaufman's DVD on the New World Order is also excellent. You need to understand there is an elite that want to rule the world. And believe me, they are in total control of both of our political parties. Certainly, the Council on Foreign Relations is the front organization, and it is a front organization for the real people who rule our country. John McCain comes from the CFR, and so does Hillary's husband. So, I mean, really, it's not going to matter whether you have a Democrat or Republican, a president. They all come from the same little group, the man who controls George Bush. Dick Cheney is a longtime member of the CFR and the Trilateral Commission. There is a ruling elite. You need to understand that. You need to get my secret government four-tape set or my secret society's four-tape set, or you can get the secret government special, which we advocate. We hope you'll read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, to get the DVD. Incidentally, this week is the last week you're going to be able to get the 25 copies of my DVD on the Brotherhood of Darkness. After this, we won't make the offer again, but you can get 25 copies, nicely packaged, of the Brotherhood of Darkness DVD for $99 plus shipping. That'll help us, and of course, it'll give you of the book you can get into people's hands that they can watch. They can begin to understand that nothing is as it appears to be, and that there are powerful spiritual forces which are energizing these people who want a new world order, a new world religion, a new world leader. Our telephone number again, 1-800-544-8927. We have a four-tape set on global warming. You need to understand that global warming is a scam, but since they control the media, everybody in the media tells us global warming. CBS is, oh my goodness, polar ice caps are melting. They never tell you they're melting on Mars, too. Why? Why? Because, of course, changes in the sun's energy. We're in another global warming cycle. We have been for a couple of hundred years. Till tomorrow at the same time, Dr. Stan, goodbye, and may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation.